Welcome to episode 498 of the Super Ultra Podcast Arcade for July 19th, 2025. I'm one of your hosts, Daniel Nicholson. With me is my co-host, Dominic Stallworth. What's going on this week, Dominic?
Oh, man, it's a lot going on, man. We got, of course, politics is always going on. There's always something there.
There's nothing there, Dominic. Everything, there's no reports. I don't know what you're talking about. It's made up.
The Epstein files are done. And like, people need to just let it go. He said that there's no list. There's no name. Look, that this is it. This is all they got. What are we talking about? But anyway, and also, you know, CEOs getting caught in co-play with their
ridiculous.
A lot of people say, I guess it was more panic, because if anything, it's like,
oh yeah,
it's like you just act normal. It's like, this isn't like televised. This is a concert, so they don't televise that. And if they do televise anything, it'll be the people on stage in like the front row. It's like, dude, just be normal. It's like, maybe somebody might catch you there, maybe, and that's a maybe. Who knows? Like the only reason it's been done is because of social media. Man, that was funny though.
Crazy. I mean, it's did you see the Philadelphia Phillies parody?
Philly Fanatic and Philly Fanatic woman. She's attractive though. I don't know, man.
It's awakened something in me. Yeah, like literally though, like that moment could have happened, and if you didn't act just completely weird, you might have gotten caught. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's like, but it's because, like, somebody had to work, because somebody had to work, either work, like, not only work there, but just know you, or just know you
exactly.
Like, say, hey, that's what you call it. Like, I know his wife, and said like that or something. Yeah, it had to be that, but no. You might not, because nobody probably wasn't even there. You know. Yeah, you really caused a big stir. And it's like, darn.
Yeah, you created an internet sensation. Like,
yeah.
I feel like even if that weren't like, I mean, obviously there's an added layer of it being an affair, and you know, Chris Martin of Coldplay even pointing it out, like, oh, they're just, you know, they must be having an affair. But like, even if you did that and weren't having an affair, I feel like that would have turned into like an internet meme, because it's just such a ridiculous reaction to something.
Yeah, you exactly.
That is,
yeah.
Like, that you, is like the in real life equivalent to Homer disappearing into the bush.
Yeah, exactly. Cause it's like, you literally just trying to stoop down. So, maybe they won't.
You left that poor woman there who's just hiding her face. Like, two very different reactions to that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I would hear people talking, so I don't got a real thing of like, oh, did the company do anything to him for this or something?
Do anything to him. He's the CEO. And I guess it's a stronger board.
When I saw the title, I thought they were saying he was an astrometer. And like that's what I thought he.
Good for
him.
Like, oh.
it's like, oh, the child's out there. He does it to his wife. Say, oh no, it's going to be like that astronaut lady who drove like so many miles to go get her husband. I love all the funny stuff I saw on the Twitter. It's like, ah, oh, that was great. Let's get right into like sports. It's been a big week. Like baseball, you had the All-Star game, home run derby. I didn't watch any of that because no Orioles was in the home run derby. I had one Oreo who did start an All-Star game, O'Hearn, but I just didn't really care about watching it, because I was like, man, my team sucks. I don't care if we have an All-Star. I mean, good for them. Good for them. Yeah. They're just not the same. It's like,
yeah. When you're not being represented, it feels kind of like I'm being left out here.
Yeah. And so it was like, yeah. So he is representing Orioles, but yeah, you're not. Yeah. Yeah, it's just that we should have more. It's like we've been had over the last 2 years.
But when it's just one guy, it's
It's like we had the last 2 years. We had multiple people go, and it's supposed to be. And this year is supposed to be at least like I said, we know pitchers will be bad, but the bats should be great. Yeah. So it's like we should have more. Like Holiday. I don't know if I would say he got hosed because I'm not comparing stats, but he was second in votes for second base. So, so technically I would say, he got hosed at least by stands. Fans.
Fans. He stands out here. Keep on him.
Fans, but the coaches, the managers pick, I think, is managers and stuff for the reserves, like the guys off the bench. So, because even if the fans mostly vote for him, doesn't mean he's still the second best. It was just a fan vote. So I don't know if he got hosed, but I really wanted him to go. Like, needs to be the second person to go and be his first one. If the Orioles were doing great, I think he probably would have been, and maybe he probably would have been out there. Like the Orioles, man, like people are really questioning like the organization now. Because it's like, did they just get lucky as far as getting prospects? But it seems like that's all we got, and we haven't really built on that. And then one of our prospects, he came in and hit 3 home runs on us before the All-Star game. Stowers, who looked great on the Marlins, who is on the All-Star team for the Marlins. Now, people say every team has an All-Star that goes. So some people are just saying he's only going because every team needs an All-Star. But I was like, but that means he's one of the best on that team then.
Right.
and we had to let him go. Now, people said, this is what I agree with, is that if he say, people say we should have kept him. It's like we gave up the wrong person, and that could be true. But like someone said, I don't think Stiles would be doing as good as he is with us, because I think he got better because of their people. Got him to be better, and I don't think our batting coach or whatever, or coaches or whatever, are doing good with these guys, because they said with Jackson Holiday, he had to go to his father. His father told him to change some stuff up, and that's why he's hitting better this year.
Oh damn! Jeez.
His father was a former player.
Sure, but still, it's like you have these professional guys that were paying millions of dollars to,
and so
they're failing the team.
Yeah, I don't. It's just saying the results is just that. Look, man, the bats should not have been a problem. All we should have been worried about is pitching. And I'm tired of seeing these games 11-0 last night as of this podcast, man. I've been seeing us get shut out, and it's like, okay, we give up runs, but it's like we gotta at least score. And you can't keep in that excuse of we went up against this guy who's pretty good. I said, nah, man. If you're a good batting team, some of those guys who are pretty good, you still wobble. You still okay, yeah, you're all right. You gotta be a 2 ERA or lore or something for me to be oh man, yeah. I say nah, because I say I've seen these guys get hit. I say y'all just didn't hit them. Yeah, man, it's a frustrating watch that team. I don't think we're not going to playoffs. All that hope I had was having a chance. It's just because then they get blown like this, and it's okay, thanks for reminding me that this team is just not going to do it this year. So I'm curious who we're going to give up, who we're going to sell, and what we're going to get for them, because the trade deadline is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. And other news, not so good for, Commanders. Well, we had some good news, but still bad news going on, because I don't really pay attention to offseason stuff that somebody really gets hurt. Or in this case, with Terry McLaurin, because I haven't been paying attention about him not being signed yet. Not for this year, but for next year. And, they've been doing negotiations, but they haven't come to terms of what his contract should be. And while I think people are discussing, what he's asking for and whether they are even opting to give him, and he came out. He's not a guy who usually talks like that. He's supposed to be a positive guy, and things and really low key. But I wouldn't say low key. He's just like really a positive dude. Like he's not a real talker or something. He doesn't nothing bad with them or anything. But this time he came out and said like he feels like he's being disrespected by the organization. It's like all I did for this and they offered this to me and stuff like that. And yeah, I understand like it's not the pay is not about what you did, but what you going to do. And I see a lot of people just say that. And they compare it to the current receivers of like of what their pay is. And like, and just like somebody said, I think it's more of timing because they say like, man, he wants this buddy, but that's too close to like either this guy or more than a guy who people might feel better. But I think it's based on the timing of what the market is now or like for those players and stuff. Right. Like, where's the, yeah, because yeah, they got the contracts before. Like, what is down? Now it's up. Like, salary cap's about to go up and stuff like that. So, yeah, people are going to get paid more. It's just the timing of when he came in. Now he gets paid. He should get paid more. I don't know. But, what's exactly he's asking for. But that he should probably get paid this. And, like, I don't care. At this point, because I think they kind of compare it to, I forgot what the top receiver. Let me see what the top receiver is. Like, what's the contract? Top receiving contract. The highest paid receiver is about the deal includes 120 million. Oh, is Jamar Chase, which is 161 mil for 4 years. The deal includes 112 mil in guaranteed money and averages 40.25 million. And I think some people are saying like sources are trying to say, I think he's around the 30s. He's asking for like the 30 something range.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamar Chase, like he's one of the best. And Justin Jefferson is 30. Okay. Yeah. Maybe they say, cause Justin Jefferson is 35 million average a year. And they say, are you saying as good as him? I'm not saying that, but who are the fuck we got? Who else is out there? It's like, I was like, dude, I just pay him. But it's like, you try to meet the market to like where receivers are. I said, no, they're all going to get paid more the next time they do it. The next round of receivers are going to get paid more, who's really good. So right now, he's the best. He's done well against shitty-ass quarterbacks. That's another thing, too. To say that, oh, he's getting older, so he's going to get... You know, you go down, but I was like, do we really know that? Because to me, we might have not seen his ceiling yet because he's been with bad quarterbacks most of his career. That for him to get those yards, just think if he had Jaden Daniels when he first started, maybe he would be getting numbers compared to like these guys. You know, I mean, the guy had over 1,000 yards almost every year. I mean, I think maybe every year. I don't remember, but like. And I just think, like, damn, we had some of the worst receivers. Yeah. And, I mean, I said receivers. I'm sorry, quarterbacks. We had some of the worst quarterbacks that to throw to him. And so, like, for him to do that well, I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, unless he is asking for 40 mil a year, which I just highly doubt that's it. I don't care. I don't care if it's 33, like close to Justin Jefferson. I don't care. I don't care if it's 35 mil, like Justin Jefferson. I'm like, dude, 4 years. It's like, yo, dude, pay him. It's like, we're not. Like, the dude is still good. He hasn't shown. He hasn't really been hurt. He hasn't shown any downgrade or anything. He hasn't shown that he's like, oh, he's getting worse or anything. Yeah. I'm like, just pay him. And, dude, if some reason something happened, it don't work out, fine. I mean, but it wasn't like you don't know. I just hope there's no holdout for him this year, and maybe he will just play and then just leave. But I was like, I just feel like he should get paid. And you know what? I don't need to say, no, you got paid for what you did already. But you know what? It's really up to whatever you want to look at it. It's up to the person who pays you, and I mean, it's up to them how they do it. Because I'm telling you, like, in all cases, I don't think people, like, yeah, people pay you for what they want you to do, but they also go by what you did too, because that's the whole point. Right. Is like, why would they pay you more if they think you're gonna do worse? And he hasn't shown that he's gonna do worse. So I think he should get paid. And really, I think the more the argument is that maybe some of these players, all the players should probably get paid more. Like, yeah. I mean, maybe that's really the fucking argument. Is really this a salary cap is really preventing these guys from getting more than maybe they should, because this is that really just works out more for the owners. I mean, even though it works for us as viewers, because it keeps competition within the league mostly, unless you have a bad organization like we have for years, and or like the Cleveland Browns had and still have apparently, and other teams, like they do something, like unless they're a bad organization, like you have a chance mm-hmm. because nobody can really pay for the best players, not they can't do like the Dodgers do. But yeah, man, it's yeah, that sucks. But I know we did pick up Von Miller, who is like one of the best defensive guys. Well, he was one of the best. He's older now, but for the amount they got for him is pretty good. And like, he's still all right. He's still an all right guy, you know, to bring in and things of that nature. And they didn't get, and we just needed some more bodies on the line. So that's good. I think he was with the Bills. Yeah, he was with the Bills last. But yeah, I mean, he did get I forgot how many sacks he got, but he still get to the quarterback. I mean, he just on the later end, and we're paying him like that. So it's like, yeah, that's fine. To have a veteran guy out there, and then also see what we have going on now. Other than that, man, I think that's it. So any wrestling news?
Yeah, big weekend of wrestling last weekend. There was the AEW pay-per-view. There was also a WWE Saturday Night main event where Goldberg had his last match. I still haven't seen that show. I've watched part of the AEW show now, and I've watched the Evolution, the all-women's pay-per-view that WWE had on Sunday night. They also had a NXT pay-per-view that happened, I think, early Saturday. They were trying to counter program AEW hard, this being AEW's like basically their WrestleMania because it's a stadium show. But Evolution was very good. The main event, specifically Rhea Ripley versus Io Sky for the women's title on Raw, which ended up with Naomi actually cashing in and winning the championship there. So that was kind of crazy. A little disappointing not having like a straight up and down finish to a match that was incredible, but I didn't necessarily want Io Sky to lose there. And if she's going to lose, having Naomi cash in on her like that, I think is appropriate. It also skyrockets Naomi to the top of the women's division on Raw, which also potentially gets her away from Jade, which has been their feud. They also had a match where Jade actually beat her earlier in the night in a street fight. And I would not be surprised if we come out of SummerSlam with her as the champion on Raw and Jade is the champion on SmackDown. And that would be pretty crazy. I mean, especially for Jade coming in out of AEW, where she really came in pretty green, not really knowing, you know, not being the greatest in the ring, but they did a pretty good job of hiding that because most of her matches were like squash matches. And then by the end of her run in AEW, she was actually doing really good work. And then she came into WWE and they kind of treated her like, oh no, she doesn't really know how to wrestle, so we're, you know, putting her with our best behind the scenes to get her into ring shape. And then they put her in the tag team with Bianca Belair, and that worked out well. And now she is performing at a pretty high level. So for her to kind of make that jump and them treat her like the star that she absolutely looks like, and now can also perform like, I think that'll be pretty awesome. The Tiffany Stratton championship run is getting kind of long in the tooth. She had a match against Trish Stratus, which was pretty good. I mean, especially with Trish Stratus, you know, being on the older side of things now and not really wrestling that frequently. I think that was a really fun match. But I think it would do everybody some good to get that title off of Tiffany for a little bit and keep moving on with stuff there. It seems like they're pivoting Asuka and Kyrie back into the tag team scene, and maybe they'll actually flesh that out a little bit more. That's definitely been a struggle for WWE as of late. All of the tag teams really, but even more so the women's tag team division, which is really sad considering the state of the men's tag team division there. But to jump off of that, jump into the AEW stuff. Again, I've only seen about half of the show, and it was, you know, the beginning of the half, so it hasn't even been like the main event matches yet. But the last one I think I saw before I turned it off and haven't gotten back to it yet was the Swerve Strickland and Will Ospreay versus the Young Bucks match. This is the one where if the Young Bucks lose, they lose their executive vice president titles. You know, not actual physical titles, but they're on the job titles. And apparently I didn't realize this, but it did in fact mean that Swerve and Ospreay would then become new EVPs, basically taking their spot. And if Swerve and Ospreay lost, they wouldn't be able to challenge for the title for a year. Will Ospreay and Swerve won. This match was like incredible. It was, I think, the best wrestling match, in my opinion, since the Sasha Banks versus Bayley match in NXT on NXT Brooklyn. As far as just like me sitting down watching the match, enjoying the story that they're telling, and also the actual like performance of the wrestling, like the combination of all of that just hitting exactly perfectly. I was blown away by it. Like, I can't speak highly enough about that match. I've also heard really good things about Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks versus Toni Storm, which happens later, and Hangman Adam Page defeating John Moxley for the world title is a special moment. I don't know how, like, what level of quality that match was, or if it was just kind of a cluster. Because, you know, they did kind of the Cody thing where he's formed these alliances with people that then come out and help him out. And Darby Allin's come back after conquering Mount Everest to, you know, help him win the title. But yeah, it sounds like overall that show was super, super awesome from top to bottom. The low point of that is actually we found out about before the show started. But Adam Cole had to vacate the TNT title because of an unknown, I believe it's at this time, it's still unknown, medical condition. He wasn't cleared. He had previously had concussion issues, and he basically came out before the match and said, you know, I don't want to talk about retirement yet because I'm not in the right headspace for that. But the idea that could be a possibility, and you know, he's real good friends from back when they wrestled on the indie scene with Kevin Owens, who is another guy who is currently going through some stuff with a neck issue that, you know, could lead to him potentially not wrestling anymore. And it's just kind of crazy to think in 2025, we may have seen the last of these very good wrestlers, you know, being able to perform and not getting the opportunity necessarily to go out on their own terms. So that's really sad. I hope things work out for him, whether it be he gets to wrestle again, or if he just gets to you know, live a satisfying life. He's also, Adam Cole is also a Twitch streamer. He goes by Chugs, and he just seems like a really genuine guy who enjoys video games a lot as well. So, you know, if it comes down to it and he's not able to wrestle again, hopefully he can find some success there. But yeah, it's just, it's kind of a crazy thing, especially since coming to AEW. It's kind of been just I don't know how to describe it. It's just been awful for him, basically. You know, he came in, he had issues with concussions, he came back, he broke his ankle and was gone for quite a while, and now for this to happen again, it's really unfortunate, especially after such highs that he had in NXT. But not to bring that down, but AEW All In, fantastic show so far. Excited to be able to finish that out at some point in the future. And Goldberg is apparently not happy with what they did to him. He's already hitting the podcast circuit, and he's not going too hard on him yet, because it sounds like maybe he's got like a non-disparagement clause, but it sounds like maybe at the end of the month his contract with them runs out, and then he can spill all the beans, Dominic. He also has like advised his son not to work with the WWE until they pony up some more cash. I saw a lot of people comparing him to Deion Sanders.
Oh, really? Oh, darn. Okay.
Yeah.
But, all right. I was looking at an article on Terry McLaurin. It looks like they almost lowballed him. Maybe that's why he said that.
Oh, man.
I think people are saying Terry at least $33 million or something. I don't know if it's $35 million. I don't know if it's that much, but maybe it's $33 million a year. And I think that's a good price for him, 33. And the rumor is that they said $28 million. And they wouldn't even do $30 million. And that's what somebody said. It was like, if you could do $28 million, like, you could do 30, at least $30 million.
And,
I think he's around that range, maybe $30 million. If I compare him to these other receivers, because like I said, it's that he just showing any decline, no decline. At all. And I mean, you want to go at statistics like, oh, he's 30, so you know there could be decline there. I mean, there are players who play right at 30, and like I said, I have no reason to think otherwise, like that this will happen, because he hasn't done it with these awful quarterbacks we had. He's looked really good, and so I just think you should pay him. Unless he was getting one of those other guys, like those a top guy or something, then I don't see. I would pay him, because I'm like, dude, we don't have any other receivers. I mean, we got Deebo Samuels now, and but with him, I don't know about his injuries, like, because he's a little injury prone, but he's great when he's playing. I just feel like I would just pay him. All right, let's get to what we've been watching. So, I finished off Duster, and unfortunately, but I looked to see, when season 2 come out, and they is canceled. And I saw people on like a Reddit forum, they were just pissed. They were like, God damn, see, I'm tired of just getting tested these shows, and y'all just cancel them, like HBO Max. And somebody said that they spend all the budget because they spent too much money to change it back to HBO Max. So they couldn't afford to get Duster another season, but that was a joke. I don't think that's the reason. It was good. I mean, the ending was good, it was okay. I mean, I didn't dislike it, but now knowing that there's not gonna be another season, I kind of. Because it did have, like, the way it ended, it almost ended. No, that actually sucks now. Because now, I don't know that the guy he was working for killed his brother. Because it seemed like he didn't. The guy, even like even at the end, like the guy was going to get kill him because he, you know, he was a Darren informant basically, but it actually turns out, but he did, yeah. Like the guy said, he said, I understand why like the girl was coming after him, the FBI agent, because I killed her father. He understand, and he did. He said, and he told her, he said, your father was an informant, and said, so I had to kill him. But he said, but I don't understand why Jimmy going after me. And he said, because this brother is like, I didn't kill his brother. I just feel like he wouldn't have said that right there. Like it was because he basically had all the cards. Like he had them locked up or something like that. Well, he had her locked up at the time, and then they end up getting the other guy. But like that had her kidnapped, and then he was like, yeah. So I was like, darn. And that, I think he told him too. He said, I didn't have your brother killed like before he died. And I'm like, darn, now I'm never going to know. So I was like, damn, man. I wish I didn't leave it at cliffhanger ending. And I think somebody said J.J. Abrams was behind this show too. I think it's one of his executive produced shows or something. Darn, see, that's what I hate. I was like, dude, if you don't know that you're going to have another season, you gotta have an ending where it's like at least somewhat satisfying. You gotta leave something, man. And like I just feel like people have to get in contracts for multiple seasons then, like do that then. I mean, I know you can't do it, but I was like, then don't write the story. Don't write the story that way then. Don't write it where that
always have an off ramp.
Yeah. All right. What else have I watched? I was looking at because the Disney Plus have these animated series that come up, like to tell different stories around the Star Wars universe. Like I think the first one was Tales of the Jedi. Then it was something of the Sith. I guess it's Tales of the Sith. I don't know. And then they have the recent one, which is like it deals with other stuff of Star Wars. I forgot the titles. But I never did watch them. I just ended up forgetting about it. And I remember them because of the latest one that had came out. And then I even thought it was two. I thought it was just Tales of the Sith and Tales of this. And I was thinking like, oh, I guess it's all just about bad guys. And but then I was like, oh, there is a Tales of the Jedi. And that was the first one. And like the first episode dealt with, what's her name? Ahsoka. Like her when she was a baby. Yeah, whatever. Like they have a little story with her. What I really like is when they had the story about Dooku, like when he was younger and when he was like with Qui-Gon when he was younger, and up to the point of where you saw him really turn to the dark side. And and now I know why we don't see that lady Yoda anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I learned that, and I was like, "Oh, look at her! That's the Lady Yoda."
brought her back just to kill her off, huh, Dominic? It's rough.
So now, and that's what people ask, like, "Hey, why don't see her in episode 2 or like 3? What happened to that Lady Yoda?" But yeah, now you see why, and. But yeah, I see how Dooku becomes. And that was all right. It was all right. Even though I still have questions. I still have questions of like, yeah, like, because he, and look, the Jedi were wrong. I mean, they were not, they were wrong in the sense that they were just, they weren't open-minded. Like, they were too close-minded to their ways that prevent things from happening. And I get the frustration with that, but why turn to the dark side though? Why just be like, yeah, I know the dark side is bad too though. It's like, so I'm just going to do things like my way, but I ain't necessarily going to be evil. You know, I see what Star Wars trying to do to try and make it like, yeah, he doesn't see himself as evil either, but thing is, the way they make the dark side, the way you think dark side is really created, like as like George Lucas did it, he made it black and white. Like it was basically black and white. Like, they knew, like, I'm an evil guy, and there needs to be order. There needs to be order, and to bring order, you have to be firm and force these guys to do what you want to do.
Mm.
And also, but that's the thing. It's like, I always find it funny when people say bring order. It's okay, fine. You want to bring people to order to be what you want to believe. And of course, you're going to be against the guys who don't, and you either kill them or do stuff with them. But why do you still have these slave camps? Why do you still have slave camps now? Like, but that doesn't make any sense. It's like,
right?
Why can't everybody be equal without having like these other, this two places? Like, I get locking up people who like do something wrong, but why do you have to be like, oh, these people, they're helping to do, build this spaceship for me, and I have to force them to. It's like, why? Why can't you just get workers and pay them? And it's like, and plus, then it's like, I don't know. It's like, come on, you know it's wrong. And then, so anybody who joins you, that's what I find funny. Like, Dooku, yeah, he goes to join you, and then all this, I don't know, man. I never get that. It's like, yeah, you go from the Jedi, you say you're frustrated with how they, like not doing the right thing. Like, they keep themselves from going further to help do the right thing. But then you just go to a guy who, you see all the things he does wrong. I'm like, come on, man. So that's not wrong, what he's doing? I said, I don't know. It's like, I need something more than that. Or I need you to be just surface level, like it used to be. Where it's like, yo, I'm just a bag dude. I just like telling people what to do and killing people and seeing people suffer. It gives me happiness doing that. Yeah. But, I mean, I did like those stories. I didn't finish the season yet. I don't know how many episodes it is. But, yeah, and they're like quick. They're not like 30 minutes or anything. I think they're like maybe at the most 15 at the most. I think they're like around that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're like short stories. They kind of remind me of the Marvel one. What's the one? The
What If series?
The What If series, something like that. Like, it's not a set time to the episodes or anything. It's just what it is. Probably not as long though. All right. I think that's it. Yeah. So I guess we could talk about the Mortal Kombat 2 trailer, which, man, because I had just woke up and I saw a tweet saying I think I was going to sleep and I saw something that said Mortal Kombat 2 trailer coming on in the morning, something like that. And for some reason, I thought they were talking about the game. And I was like, what? They're doing a Mortal Kombat 2? I guess they just finished. They said they're done with one. This is the next game? They're doing a 2? I said, oh, my goodness. So I wake up thinking that until I saw, like, it was something before the trailer where, like, people can chat. And they have these two, like, they pick two fighters and say, oh, what they say, choose your fighter, like, pick a number, what fighters to fight, and something like that. And then they don't really fight. It's like they just show the pictures. Like, whoever wins, they show the picture of the act, being the actor playing them, you know, or something like that. It's kind of nice just to have people engage in something, and before the, trailer. But then that's when I start thinking, like, oh shit, this is about the movie. And I was curious, like, what the fuck? I said, oh, they're about to show the fighter. And then I was like, oh, I said, wait a minute, that's an act. I said, oh, okay. I said, then I finally just realized, part two. So the trailer, it's a good trailer.
Yeah.
It almost just feels like the first one shouldn't even happen.
Uh-huh. Yep. Where's like, that dude at?
Yeah, I was like, they were like, oh, you know what? We did make a mistake. Maybe we should just did Johnny Cage. And it's like, what the? Because it's the same director, too. I was trying to say, like, oh, maybe it's a new director. No, it's the same guy. What the F? it's just, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's like, why'd you even do that then? Like, what was the story? I was like, what was the, that was the script, and yeah, I was just okay with that. Like, maybe the budget was just, like, what was the budget for the first one? And I don't know what the budget for this one is, because I feel like it's still I mean, I still see some of the CG stuff. It's not that like really impressive or anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
It still looks to me like the first one, but like better than like more than the first one, but not on the level of these top action movies, which I feel like it could be. It's like, why not? But I mean, I know you want, I guess you want to keep it cheap, but I hope it's cheap and good though. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to keep it like looking still like on a little cheaper side of things, I hope it's just then that's why I say like, oh, I hope writing is good and acting is good. Cause then that makes up for that. I don't need it to be that. I mean, yeah, that'll be like the old ways of doing things.
Because some of that is like, we know that the game series is kind of like B-level schlock. So like, we want to keep that as far as like, oh, we're not going to go huge budget, but yeah, you still want them to actually put the effort into the story and the writing and things of that nature.
Yeah. And you know what? And like some of the special effects, I mean, yeah, I think it's like, you can still make it still kind of B-level with good special. I mean, it's just the way you film it. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
but it's not a B-level movie. Like, it's like, it's the B-level thing, but like, it's like you're being silly, but we all understand it. And like, it's still a very good movie. And that's what I want. Cause that's like, then I don't care. Cause I already have the old shit then.
Right.
And like that, honestly, that wasn't that great. It was good for like 10 or whatever year old me at the time.
Yeah.
Like a very young me. Like, yeah. But like for now, it's like, man, that movie, it's not that good. Well, Annihilation was definitely horrible. And I just like, man, I don't know. I mean, like I said, based on the trailer, it looked better. Like I said, better than the first one, but I'm definitely not going to theaters to see it. I was going to tell you that. I'm not going to theaters to see that movie. Now, how you feel about it?
I definitely see why they wouldn't have cast a guy like The Miz as Johnny Cage, since Johnny Cage is seemingly not just another one of the roster. He is going to be the main character of this movie. And I appreciate the fact that they've, what was his name, Cole, or something.
And he's supposed to be like more like a veteran actor. Like he's on like he's past his prime, like kind of guy.
Yeah. So he's a JCVD, you know, post John Claude Van Damme style. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really like the direction it's going in, and they've still got some of the cool like Scorpion stuff, and now they've got Noob Saibot in there. I'm interested in that. The graphics of it are definitely still, I mean, even something as simple as like Shao Kahn's mask looked a little bit hokey.
I know, not, and he has barely 60 frames per second, Dave. I know it's horrible. Yes, <he's
laughs> what is this, running on a
Switch? It's not even 4K.
Yeah, but I think generally it looks like a more fun movie than the first one, which I didn't hate that first movie. I thought for the time, like it was passable, but there's much, much room for improvement. So hopefully they can actually pull that off there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I didn't hate, like, well, the guy, what's his name? Kane was like the guy with the shoot the laser out of his eye. What's his name?
Kano. Yeah.
Kano. Okay. I forgot the O. Kano, he was like the best character because he was funny. Yeah. And I'm glad he's in here. And they even talk about how Johnny Cage has no powers. So you don't have any powers or something. But I guess maybe in the movie they develop like how they do in Mortal Kombat, when I see like green whatever shit that be around Johnny Cage sometimes. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I hope it's just a good movie. But yeah, I'm not going to go to the theater to see it. That's something I'll watch at home and whatever.
Maybe that's what that first movie was about. It was about setting the stage for Johnny Cage to get his powers. Because it's like, oh, this normal human can develop like rock hard skin or something like that. And it'll be like, oh, we'll see how Johnny Cage will develop his green aura and his projectile thing that he shoots at people.
Yeah, it's just weird that that first movie was made the way it was. And now, and with this, it's like you probably could have started with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the way you did the first one, you didn't go into like Liu Kang's origins and stuff like that, and like everything. We just saw him, and like, they kind of just went right there where everybody met up together. It's so weird. All right, so I guess we get to what we've been playing. So who goes first?
I can go first because I didn't. All right. I played these two things, but I didn't get much time to play either one. Tony Hawk, I am still playing that game. I started out some of Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4. And this is where the changes are definitely a little more evident. And they did the thing that they did with the first one, which I thought was really clever, of like they took the mall level and then made it an abandoned mall. But they took the zoo level in Tony Hawk Pro Skater 4, which I had very fond memories of, like sketching on the back of the little tram going around there and whatnot. And not only did they make it like an at night kind of like less lively level, they also made it a competition level. So there are no goals outside of you just, you know, getting the highest score, which I think is maybe the biggest disappointment that I have in this game.
Why did it went that direction?
I don't know. It's weird because, like, obviously you, if they're going to go into the same format of like one and two, where it's, you know, you have these like three levels where you have the missions and then one with a competition and then three more and then one with competition, you got to choose something to be a competition level. And maybe they felt like that was the one that just kind of was the least interesting, maybe, or was the most like contained to an area, or had the best like areas for you to accumulate score. I don't know. I would like to see somebody like interview them and ask about these kinds of decisions. But yeah, like it does make me want to actually go back and play the original four. And see if like those memories actually hold up at all, or if I'm just like remembering them a little more fondly than I should. But yeah, I mean, other than that, it's still awesome. You know, it feels great. It's fun to play. It's really just some of these choices where it's like, yeah, I see what you're doing, but why couldn't we have stuck a little more faithfully to those original games? How much harder would that have been to make that game? And what do they do if we move on to like a Thug? You know, if we get into that, are they going to try and do the same thing they did with this and make it maybe a little more scaled back of a project, or are they going to actually just remake that game? Because that's one that very much feels like it was about the character that you're creating and about competing with the rival from your hometown, and to just like then turn that into a 2-minute skate session thing. I don't know, would work very well. I think this is the kind of jumping off point for me where it's like, it's like the free skate thing, right? Like we talked about last week, where it's like, I enjoy the gameplay of Tony Hawk, but a part of that is not just the skating around and the tricks. It's also the objectives and just the like free skate of it. Like doesn't keep much interest in me. But if you have that open world aspect where I can freely skate between things and explore a little bit, but then also activate those goals and then I'm timed or whatever, that's the happy medium. But if all I'm doing anytime if you give me new levels, if you give me Thug levels, but you're telling me, oh, now there's a 2-minute timer to it, I think the gimmick is going to kind of wear off a little too quickly for me. And I think that it reminded me of what I didn't like of Tony Hawk 1 and 2 remake, which was they only let you do the goals one character is all of the characters, I guess, right? Like if I'm playing as Eric Costin, who I'm playing as, if I then start playing as Tony Hawk or Michelangelo, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, or the Doom Slayer, all of those objectives are already done. I can't revisit those objectives again. And apparently there is a way to do it, but basically you have to like 100% the game before you can do that.
What?
Or create, you know, an entirely new profile. Because I think that's what we ran into when you were trying to play it was,
oh, yeah,
you would go into it and all the objectives were already done. And yeah, they kept that here. And even just if it was just me playing and I want to revisit some of those levels again, I want those objectives so I have something that I'm kind of working towards. And it's kind of disappointing that that's the choice they went, that they made to go with this time again. So yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag. I'm still having a lot of fun when I'm playing it. But there are some creative decisions that I'm kind of bumping my head up against a little bit. I also got Donkey Kong Bonanza for the Nintendo Switch 2. I have played maybe 30 minutes or so of that. I feel like I haven't really gotten into really the meat and potatoes of this. It's really just a lot of tutorializing, and it's not like them blocking me and trying to show me, oh, you have to do things like this. It's just, it, right now it feels a little more freeform and just like them wanting to me to get used to the controls versus like actually showing me what kind of things I'm going to be doing in these levels. Right now it's a lot of random punching and geomodding stuff, which is really cool and looks really good. But so far I'm not feeling like the 10 out of 10s that everybody's given it. You know, it's, I'm seeing the gameplay. I'm not seeing the game directive so far, but again, I'm so early in that I'm not making a judgment call there at all. The controls take a little getting used to because they have the jump on the A button, and I would expect it to be on the B button, but the B is the pound down and the Y is the pound up, and then the X is the pound up, and then the Y is the punch forward. So like, I get what they're doing, you know, it's the up and the down, and the forward and the jump is kind of also a forward. So I get why they put them there, but I do find myself pressing B sometimes when I'm intending to jump. But yeah, I really can't say much more than that. It looks good so far. I know there's been some complaints about the performance. It hasn't really, you know, glared out to me at all yet, if I am experiencing that stuff. But I also might be just, you know, so early in the game that I'm not running up against a lot of things happening at once yet where it might actually choke on that stuff. It is disappointing to hear that, though, especially, you know, coming off the Switch and that being kind of the biggest reason I've wanted a Switch 2 is to see improvements in the performance of games.
Huh. Is it really that bad? I mean, not bad, but like for the way that people are talking about it, is like almost like if it was on the Switch, like it was made for the Switch, it will have those same problems. That's what being, that's, is that what you're hearing? Because I mean, the only thing, I ain't seen a little bit of people talking about it, and most people were just really great, and they would boohoo you. They'd be like, oh, here we are. People, it's like, so here comes the comments of people just talking about performance, man, not having fun, blah blah blah.
Yeah, I think it's from what I've seen, it's not like it's going down to intolerable, you know, performance. It's dropping down to 30. But as someone who, even though I'm not like a huge like frame rate guy, having like my Zelda, experience kind of negatively affected by that stuff, if it's noticeable, I'm going to be disappointed. If it's not, I'm going to be perfectly content and not worry about what the numbers mean. You know, I'm not going to have a frame rate counter like, running in the corner.
I feel like we're at a point where, especially with consoles, like games that was made for a specific console, where you have like a whole bunch of stuff happening and then some slowdown happen. I feel like we're past that point. Cause it's like, I get that happening if I'm on a PC and like, it's not optimized because of the whatever drivers or like GPU I have or whatever like that. But on a console, it's like, hey, you made it for this console, and especially your first party. It's like,
yeah,
you got to fix that. Then I'll do right. better where that doesn't happen. And it's like, that shouldn't happen anymore. And I feel you on that. Like, I think, like, look, I mean, I know some things go wrong, maybe get like a little glitch here, but I feel like slowdown and stuff like that, I feel like that shouldn't happen, because it's like, you know what this thing could do. So build the game around that. And if you feel like, oh, you want to do something more, it's like, well, you can't. Unless you tell them to go make another console or something. But it's like, we should be past that now with those console games. Yeah, especially for the ones that's first party. All right. So I guess we'll get some more Donkey Kong from you then next week. So what I've been playing. So I mentioned last week I was playing Diablo 1, and like I was saying, like it's the Dark Souls of the Diablo series, something like that. It is tough. But I did beat it, and I cheated. So that's one reason okay. I beat it, because it's just no way in hell.
The length on that kind of game.
Yeah, because there ain't no way in hell I was going to spend that many hours like doing inventory and stuff and keep leaving like the dungeon to go heal. It's like, oh shit, or like I got too much my satchel was full or whatever the hell you put your stuff at. I didn't feel like keep going through all that stuff. I still had to go through that stuff, but I just made it so that I could walk faster. I got to see if I could walk faster. And that definitely helped. Because I'll walk away. I'll hit them, and then I'll walk away. And then if I'm, hurt, I can get away or use a portal or whatever. And it's got to make sure I had enough money. I still have to do that stuff. So still enough things I have to do. And I was still, I could still die. And it was like very hard, but but leveling up, like it was a little easier because I was like fighting guys who I probably shouldn't be fighting. But since they couldn't really get a good hit on me, I would just be safe scumming like crazy. So that, cause sometimes I forgot some demon. I think it was like one hit, bam. And he would kill me. Because I was too low. And so I was just use my mana. Like, I think it was a sorcerer. So I would use mana. Like, I would do things to him, like take his health down. And yeah, that's another thing. Cause you don't know how much health I took down from him. There's really no indicator. So, because one guy was taking forever. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I said, when does this die? And like, first of all, I didn't know it was a glitch or not. And I was like, did I glitch the game that he's invincible to? What's going on? And then he finally did die. It's like, oh, he was just freaking crazy HP. But I got the hook, though. I got the hook. Like, I got to a point where I understand why my dad was playing this or people really like this game. Like, it did give that hook. It was just somewhat different than what Diablo 3 and 4 hook kind of did for me, but I did get this like, okay, I can see like, yeah, I feel like keep killing these guys, looting and taking that. So yeah, this is fun. So then I said, I'm going to try Diablo 2 then. Diablo 2 Resurrected. Unfortunately, that is not part of Game Pass. I thought it was. I could have sworn that shit was, and I was up there, told me to pay like, I don't know, what, $40 for it or something, whatever it was. And I was like, oh, no. But I did end up playing anyway. Diablo 2 Resurrected this is the HD up, and like they changed the graphics and everything, and they have it so you can just switch right back to the old graphics, just like they did with Halo, the Halo Anniversary Edition. And yeah, that's kind of cool. Like I see those graphics and things, and I mean, and for that time, yeah, those were good graphics, and I was like, wow, it looks so much better than one. And it's like a big, I think you go to different locations now. I just started the first location right now, and like the resurrected graphics, they're really good. Like they're pretty good, and yeah, it's like just I can just feel like, oh, this is a whole better game already than one. Like it's just the way the menus are, the way the UI is and everything, just talking to people and things of that nature. Like, and now that I know I can go to different areas, there's going to be different locations you can go to. Yeah, and it kind of continues the story from the other one, which I guess it's that your character, well, I think they say it's the warrior character, it's the canon one or whatever. But the character that goes into the dungeon, well, I think it's all three. I think it's supposed to be that there was three people that went, I guess, to fight Diablo or whatever. There was a sorcerer, a rogue, and a warrior. And I guess the warrior guy is the one who put the stone that kind of carries Diablo's essence into his head. Because he figured he could hold it in and control it that way. I honestly do not know why he did that. Like, why would you even do that? Like, why would you even think to do that? unless you just want to be evil. But anyway, he did that, and now he's kind of starting stuff. Like, he can't hold the evil in, and it's kind of making him do kind of weird stuff and everything. I mean, like, well, weird as in letting demons come out and kill people. and so, I'm trying to stop him. And apparently, I guess the others must have turned too, because the rogue, I think I'm about to fight her. She is something evil. Like, say, oh, she used to be because I'm with her sisters. They call them. Like, I guess they're not Amazons, but they're, you know, there's some women group. Warriors, and they said, oh, our sister was there to kill Diablo, and now she has turned. And I was like, oh, okay, so this is what they're doing. So one of them had to fight the sorcerer guy too. So yeah, I just started that one though, and yeah, like I really want to play it. Like I really want to get into it. I was like, man, this was fun. I was like this is now I'm really understanding like why this game was so good. And like, and then I just thinking like, man, like how many years was it between Diablo 2 and 3? Like that was a lot of years, right? I mean, that was a long time. Kind of like StarCraft 2 and well 1.
Yeah.
So I like that long wait, man, is like I can feel people with that game. And then I also can, well, I don't know about the PC version. Well, I don't know how hard this game is. So far, it doesn't feel that hard. Like I haven't really. Yeah, it doesn't feel as hard as one. I can tell you that right now. On the normal, now I think they have more difficulties than the other. Actually, I don't think. The first one, I don't think there was a difficulty. I think that's why. And so it's just what it is. I think maybe it's a difficulty when you beat it. I don't forget, but I know two has some difficulty modes. Yes. So, yeah, because I'm curious, like, just now to go back to see what people thought of three, because how so much that changed, and how that's definitely, you know, well, compared to one, it's definitely easier. Maybe two was already going pretty easy, or maybe they found it easier than two. I don't know. Well, I can say this, like, with the inventory management stuff, is definitely easier in three than two. Like, I like that more so. Two is definitely like the old school type of it's definitely that type of inventory management. Not as bad as one though. Like it's better. But yeah, so what else have I played? But I played a lot of the games because I'm still trying to find a hook, and I guess the hook Diablo 2 got to me. Maybe I'll just start really playing that. Because I tried out Shadow One, like the RPG, because that's free on Game Pass. I always seen it, And the only reason I know about it is because of that Shadow one they did for 360, I want to say, that came out. And a lot of people are saying, like, how that was just totally different from what Shadow one was. Shadow one was an RPG, and that Shadow one, I forgot what that even looked like, honestly, on 360. Because I don't think it was, I never heard nobody talk about, like, it's an RPG. Oh, well, maybe it was an RPG, too. No, it was a first-person shooter. Yeah, that's why it was different. Yeah,
360 one was. Yeah, it was also like one line, not only, but it was like mostly cooperative.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. Yeah, it was like really different. So that, yeah, it was like really changed from what Shadow one was. So I tried out Shadow one, and I mean, yeah, it's the isometric RPG. I mean, close to what I played with on what's the game I just I played, like, it was either earlier this year, I want to say. Yeah, it was earlier this year. It was that good game. It won Game of the Year recently, in recent years. Damn. The one with the drug-addled detective. Something like that. Damn, what is that called?
Looking forward in my head.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's... it's like that game. Yeah, I mean, it plays like that. I shouldn't say it plays like that. It's like the RPG elements seem that way, like when you're talking to people and things of that nature, but really when you start in a fight, it's like XCOM. Yeah, it's just like XCOM when
Disco Elysium, that's what it is.
Yeah, Disco Elysium, yeah. Yeah, so in like Shadow One, it's like XCOM when you start fighting. Well, and while in that game, you don't really fight. Everything is by, you know, reading and choosing. Like, that's what that game's based on. And that's what I thought this was going to be at first. Because I was saying, like, oh, maybe that's just like Disco Elysium. But no, you do fight, and it's like XCOM. And it was all right, what I played. I think I played maybe like 30, a little over 30 minutes of it. Because, I got past what they would call the tutorial area, but it was still based on the story. And I know the story is that your friend, a guy you worked with, died, and he left like a death message, basically. And he said that he got money stashed for you, but the only way it will unlock is that you have to find out who killed him. Because he knew that somebody was going to end up dying that way. Yeah, so now I'm going through that. That's how the story starts. And this is a world where it almost like cyberpunkish, I guess, but also with mysticism. Like, it's mixed. Like, because you got people who are dwarves and stuff. Humans are still the most prominent race. And I guess something must have happened, and these other creatures start coming in around. So you got dwarves, orcs, trolls, elves. I think that's what the races. So you got those races, and magic and stuff is around too, and everything. But also like normal guns and stuff like that. So it's just So I don't know what the hell happened, but we open borders to dimensions, dang. That's what happened. We open borders. You close those borders, man.
Things would go so poorly for us.
Those fairy tale creatures, whatever the hell you want to call them. that's that game. And I played some more Outer Worlds. I'm still on the first big location you get on when you leave the planet, which is, what is that place called? Stormbreaker, I think it's called, or something. I forgot what the place is called. But it's like, it's like a big, it's like a huge spaceport, basically. And man, that game is funny. Like, if you know Outer Worlds, it deals with like joking on capitalism and things of that nature. It does, like, it makes fun of it and things like, because these people are all like, if they were the corporation, they will speak on it as it's the greatest thing ever. Like, they'll make sure to say all nice things because they're supposed to say it. And it's like, even if the other, you know, nobody's listening sometimes, they still try to talk that corp speak. And and like I was talking to a guy, he must have signed a contract where he can't take off his moon head. Like he has a if you've seen the game, it's that big mascot.
Is that his deal?
He's the mascot of a space corp. That's the mascot. That is the mascot. But he's just a guy who works at one of their stalls, and he has the head on. And I had read like one of his emails somewhere because he forgot to lock it out of the phone machine or whatever they use to talk to people. And it said how like he was upset. That I said, look, man, I've done all this for this company, like to train to be in this company, and now I'm stuck doing this. And I can't even take this off when I sleep. It's like, you signed the contract. You signed the contract. So when I went there, like he's all saying, just talking like, oh, like how, like, hey, buy our lovely products and blah, blah, blah. But then I keep trying to ask questions like, hey, are you okay? Something like that. He said, oh, yeah. And then once I said, oh, you left your email. I mean, you left your line open on the phone there. He's like, oh, shit. He's like, oh, no. I say, I meant to do that. It's okay. I have nothing to hide. He's like, that's how we are at Space Corp. It's like, you always say some type of slogan. It's so funny. Then one time I bought the head and like, I put it on. And then, and when I said, what if they'll let me to recognize, like they actually recognize, like I have the head on. So when I went to talk to him, it did have a thing on the bottom where you can choose what to say. It says like, hey, I have one too. Or something like that. I was like, I got it on too. And then when you say that to him, he says, they got to you too. He's like, that's nice that you do that. Yes, this is great. It was funny. But yeah, it's like that game is like Fallout Light. Like it's not as deep as far as like the of all the systems that Fallout have. It does have a slowdown. I forgot what they call it. Something because I just came out that pod, so I was like, oh, you got that going for you. And it does have the inventory management is simpler than what Fallout is. It's like everything of Fallout, but in a simple way, in like a more simpler way. And it's like you can't just go and now in the Fallout, it's like you can just go and hit anything, you know, and pick up anything and hit anything. You can't do that in this game. You can pick a lot of stuff, but you can't just go beat up anything or anything like that, and which is fine. It's fine. And like I said, I like this game because it was a shorter game than like the Fallout games, but it was short in a way that you weren't dissatisfied. Like it was like, hey, it was a nice RPG, but it didn't last freaking forever. and they do a good job what they have, like what they show in here, man. Like it is great. And like this time, I'm kind of playing with like all my cheats on. I didn't really do that last time. Like I'm kind of sneaking around because I'm just stealing anything now. Because there's no like, oh, you're a bad guy or something like that. Oh, you're only bad if you get caught, you know. So that's what it is. It's not no system. It's not a morale system or anything in here.
Yeah.
The game is good. Like I really enjoy the game. But I do want to kind of play like as dialogue choices. I kind of want to play like do it differently than I did before. But as a plan, I always feel bad because I was like, I don't want to like hurt these guys or something like that. It's like, darn. I kind of want to do do another save or something, and where I'm just like, I'm just gonna be an asshole to everybody. Yeah, let me see. What else did I play? I'll play some more Ace Investigations, which is the Miles Edgeworth game. I am on the second to last case. It's kind of dealing with a case that his father worked on and his adoptive father, the guy who actually killed his father. And like that, yeah, the story's intriguing. Like, I want to know like where this goes, and because I totally forgot, even though I played this, I don't remember much of Edgeworth like 2. So like some things I see I recognize, I say, oh, okay, I do kind of recognize this, but I don't know it. Like, I don't really, yeah, remember everything. So it's kind of just new to me. I wish they had a Switch thing, though, where they could kind of easily just switch. They do have it, you can, but I think I have to get out the menu. Or maybe, at least in the other game, had to get out the menu. No, I think this is the only game that did it. I don't think, yeah, because I don't think Apollo had that. But yeah, I know you can switch like to the digital form. Is like, oh, I think maybe you can't switch the whole game to it, but you can switch the character. I think that's what it is. The character to look like what it was on the DS. So it looks weird. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But I didn't seem like it was easy. I know it wasn't an easy, like, oh, one button switch or something like that, which I wish that you could do. What else is there? I played some more of the Eternal Die, and there's really not much to talk there. Like, because this is when I was just trying games out, because I was trying to find something to grab me. Neon Abyss 2 has come in early access, and so, because I was still thinking about getting it, but then I saw it's early access. I said, I'll just wait, and I played some more Neon Abyss, and I wanted to play with like some of the new characters they had. I just never got the DLC, so I picked it up, and they access on cheap somewhere, and I played with this, I guess, samurai girl or something, like, and it's crazy, because like when she can switch between her gun and a sword, and the sword really lets her really jump high. Well, the attack jumps the character really high, so I can definitely do a whole lot more than, you know, the regular characters that you usually have. But yeah, I mean, like, she's really good. It's almost like a little easier, like, with her. Mm-hmm. But it's also a change of pace. And oh, Mecha Breakers, I played like weeks ago, like when it first came out. I forgot to mention it. On Game Pass, and like, okay, so it is like Xenogears, or I said Xenogears, I'm sorry. It's like Gundam. Xenogears is more RPG. It's like you're the Gundam or something, and you don't get out your mech, you know, you're just in the mech. And then you're battling goals. Like, you're on a team, and you have your goals of like maybe control a point or something like that. And fighting other guys who are doing it. And it's just really get crazy, man. It's like, I wouldn't say it's really too difficult. Like, I seemed like I was doing okay, even though, they were getting me down out of my shell. Cause like, you have like this big shell, like all your guns. But then that's almost like a shield. And then when that gets knocked out, you look like, you're still in a robot suit, but it's like more like not as tough, like, but it's faster. You're fast. So that, I guess, is your way to get away, and you can still attack them. You can still attack people and stuff. But thing is, you're more vulnerable too, like your health. I didn't really, like, I would use my shell a lot, but I wouldn't die. But I had a heart. It's like, getting the controls was kind of a little difficult. But I just knew it wasn't the game for me, because I was like, oh, okay, this is not it. Like, I don't want to do a whole lot of versus. I mean, I'm glad it's not about killing the other guy, but really, like, the gameplay is actually all right. It's just, it's a free-to-play game, man. It's like, you know, the menu system and trying to, like, oh, now I want to upgrade this. I don't want to go through all that shit. Like, I hate going through that stuff like that. And I like that stuff, like, simplified, like a normal, regular video game. And, yeah, that free-to-play stuff, like, I just don't feel like dealing with, man. And, I mean, it's probably fun. I mean, I think some people say they have fun with it and stuff like that. And, like, the gameplay, like I said, is all right. I just wish it was, like, a normal game. But that's the closest thing. Well, it's not even close to, like, Titanfall. It's not a first-person shooter. Yeah, like it's action. It's action robot game.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. So I guess we'll take a quick break when we get back. Get to the flashback segment.
All right.
And we're back. So now we're going to get to the flashback segment, which not much has come out this week in 20 to 30 years, really. So,
unless you want to talk about the remaster of God of War.
Okay. Yeah. It was a God of War 3 remastered. PS4. That was
the beginning of the end with PlayStation, Dominic. This is when they were like, we just released this game, but we're going to release a quote-unquote remaster of it.
Yep, and now it's just happening all the time. When that happened, but then it wouldn't happen again for a while. But there is something to mention for 1995. The company Housemarque was basically founded because it merged with Terramark and Bloodhouse. And I didn't realize Housemarque was even that old. Like, I thought it was something that maybe 20 years or something at the most. But yeah, they're a 30-year-old. And I don't know. I wonder what they were doing then. Like, I know they did.
Wonder why they didn't call it Bloodmark, because that's so much cooler.
Yeah, I mean, I know them from. I mean, I really just know them from Returnal. What else did they do before Returnal?
What else did they do before Returnal? Weren't they like a port studio before then? How smart. Because now they're working on that new one, right? With the Indian guy, Saras.
Yes.
What did they do that before that?
Oh, well, Outland was by Housemarque. I've seen that a lot on like
Next Machina. Matterfall, Alienation, Resogun, and Outland. Outland and Resogun are really the only ones I remember. Oh, yeah, Dead Nation.
That was that phone game, wasn't it?
It was isolometric on the...
Yeah. I'm surprised it didn't. It felt like when I played it on a PS3, it was like a phone game.
Yeah. It was one of those early, like, we're going to take it back to the isometric view and not really do much with it.
So it's really just recently that they really did, well, Resogun, I mean, yeah, I've seen that. It's like when they did like something really huge. But they've been around for like 30 years, though.
Biggest thing.
That's the thing. It's been around for freaking 30 years. And
how did they survive, Dominic? Yeah, that's the question.
Exactly.
Why are all these other studios getting murdered?
Yeah, we see studios get murdered for doing it so much more. So much more. Like this guy, I see, well, in 1994, I guess this is when they were with either Bloodhouse or whatever, Elf Mania, what the hell that is. A 2D fighting game? That was by Terramark. For the Amiga. Oh, look at the front of this. Elf Mania. This was the first, like, gay/trans video game.
Oh, there you go.
Dude, look at that. Is that supposed to be, like, a special kind of Link? And right there, did you look at the cover?
Which cover?
Elf Mania.
Oh. Elf Mania. What in the world?
Like that's Link with a little mohawk.
Oh, okay. I clicked on a video of a long play of Elf Mania, and they showed me the Terramark logo.
Yeah.
And it's just like a building, like a Greek style silhouette of a building with like probably some sort of jungle cat, a camel, a giraffe, and an elephant. But like, just the way I saw it immediately, it kind of looked like the giraffe is fucking the camel.
Yeah, it does. Like,
like I didn't the see the elephant at first. I'm just like, man, that giraffe's going at it. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, this game
this came on floppy disk, Dominic. Floppy disk.
The music too, man. Hey, but the look of it, it looks like a nice Super Nintendo game.
Yeah, I mean graphically it's, you know.
Yeah.
Although everybody's really short and squat. I guess because they're elves.
They ain't got the boo physics yet.
Yeah.
I don't get the money, though. You got to pay money or you lose? Is it like you bet?
Oh, man, they were early on the betting, huh?
Like, it's like winning bonus. Yeah. Like, when you punch them, yeah, money comes out. Elf me.
It is.
Yeah. They did.
Look at her rocking out after winning.
They did a game, 1993, they did Stardust. And I mean, yeah, I guess this was only on PC, yeah, because I was like, man, it's too good graphics for her. I mean, even then, like, this graphics are actually all right for 1993.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be probably a little more jaggier on the consoles or something. Oh, yeah, that's like it's a space shooter game, Stardust. And did they port? Yeah, did they port Angry Birds, like the Angry Birds trilogy? Because I see Google has them up here.
I never trust Google.
Yeah, it says developers.
But at the same time, it wouldn't surprise me if they.
But yeah, it's developers. Like, it's multiple developers up here. Like Housemark is one of them. So they did something.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, that's it, man, for the flashback segment. So I guess we could go right to the gaming news.
Yeah. Which there's also not too much of. This is kind of what I feel like I scrounged together here. First up, Nintendo is bringing back their online playtest, that one from like last winter that they didn't really want anybody talking about, but some information came out that it was basically like a mix of like a Minecraft like construction thing with just kind of a survival thing. I'm trying to sign up for it this time just to see what it's like, but the actual application opening isn't until Monday.
What's the game called?
There's no game. It's just they're calling it the online playtest.
Oh.
And they'd previously done that. And presumably they're just doing the same game again. And it's just like this, you're like these little chibi guys. And you were doing some like building stuff online. A lot of people were speculating that it was like testing for like a Switch 2 lobby, chat lobby or something like that. But that seemingly hasn't come to fruition. So I wonder.
Like, why are they so behind them? It's so weird. Why are they so weird? Let me go over there and ask them, why are you weird with this shit? Like, what the hell?
Because they can be, Dominic. That's why. That's what it's about, because it can be.
That's, oh, God darn. Like, shit that's been out for years. Like, you can't even. It's like, if we didn't discover it, we're not going to do it.
And if we do it, we're going to make it in the most arcane, weird way possible.
Yeah. It's like we had to make it, we had to build the internet from the ground up.
Yep, Get Al Gore. We need a series of tubes put together. Speaking of weird, archaic ways of doing things, Dominic, they're going to be doing a drag cross drive, the basketball, wheelchair basketball game that they showed off for the Switch 2. They're going to be doing a free trial of that.
Don't want to explain that.
What's that?
They don't want to explain why they made a game like this.
Well, the explanation is they wanted you to use both controllers like a mouse, and that's the best way to kind of emulate that, I guess.
Oh, okay.
It's just dragging
it's interesting. It's very interesting, but it's also it's like, I don't know.
It's so bland, though. Like,
oh, yeah, it looks bland.
Even if you made, if you took this and like added the style of like Arms, right? Because Arms has some interesting looking characters at the very least. It's not dull. This just looks like they took what's his face from Toonami and threw him into a wheelchair.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right.
And
yeah,
put him into a gray background. Like that's it.
Oh man, his spaceship must have crashed and he lost the lost the feeling in his legs.
Yeah, rough. From a boy. But yeah, they're doing the old school thing of like, hey, we're going to allow you to play this on a specific day at a specific time. So these are East Coast times converted from West Coast times. Saturday, August 9th from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and then 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then August 10th, which is Sunday, noon to 4 p.m. So, sure, I guess there probably is like a relatively heavy online component to this. And by that, I mean, like, they think you're going to have the most fun if you're playing against people versus who knows if they even have like bots to play against, you know, and as a free trial thing, you might not be able to play against friends locally. So they're like, oh, we want to get as many people into these lobbies as possible, so you have as much of a chance at getting a good game as possible. But these kind of things where it's like, oh, you could only play this between the hours of this and this, it's like, that's not how people's lives go. Like, just give me a week. I'll find some time within that week to try and play this game, and then otherwise screw off. I don't get it. I don't understand why we have to do that. And especially, we don't have many details on this game. Like, are there bots? Is there even a single player component to this, or is this kind of exclusively a multiplayer thing? And if so, how many people do you actually expect to be playing at any given time, Nintendo? What are we doing here?
Oh yeah, it's yeah. I don't know. Like I said, they like being weird and yep. Whatever.
Yeah. All right, and then the last story I got here, Dominic, it's about Ubisoft. Yes. Ubisoft, of course, we previously talked about how they kind of spun out the Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, and Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six series, like franchises, into a new subsidiary that is partially being funded by Tencent as some sort of like weird to me money laundering situation where they're like, oh, well, we'll give you our best franchises and you'll give us money, but we're still going to be in control wholeheartedly. Well, they're continuing that tradition through nepotism now, because Yves Guillemot's son is getting to be the head of this new subsidiary. So, we did it, Dominic. We put another Guillemot in charge. So happy for the games industry.
It's fine. I guess so. It's a little weird. Like, I see, like, the father's son, like, the son just takes over. But I mean, they have to get, the board has, isn't like a board or something? They would have to agree to it, right? They can't, he can't just do it himself, right?
Theoretically, I don't know, but who's on that board? Him, his brother, and then other family members.
That's the case. Then we already know that. Then hey, I mean, we should have known what's coming. Then if we knew, I mean, I don't know Ubisoft, so I don't know who's up there. But yeah, I guess nepotism. But like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, who else is there? Like, I was saying,
information concerning the candidates for the board of directors. This is a document from 2013. It looks like you've got Claude Guillemot, Christian Guillemot, and Michael Gumond.
I mean, goddamn! If it's not that much different from then, Herbert Moy. If it's not no different, it's going to be one of them.
Yeah.
What, you think they're going to get somebody outside?
Ubisoft board of directors is primarily composed of members of the Gumond family, including Yves Gumond, who serves as both chairman and CEO. The board oversees the company's strategic direction and ensures Ubisoft remains adaptable in the video game industry, which doesn't seem like that's necessarily
the family of the bosses. I mean, darn. So, yeah.
This is a family, Dominic. This is a family business. This is just like the mafia. Yeah. The French mafia taking over video games.
Yeah. So now the story it changes a little because it's like, yeah, you can say nepotism, but then it's like, what? Well, I guess the uncle should have went. I don't know. It kind of changes things. Like,
come on, they should have at least gotten a niece, Dominic. They got an image they need.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I knew there were other, like, if they had a thing where they show everybody on the board, because that's the thing, they were all speaking, and it, yeah, same way, but we're all speaking. Like, we don't even know. I don't even know who works there. Shit, you could tell me it was all. Somebody could say like, man, it was all just AI people, just the bots was making that stuff. So, okay, that makes sense.
No, it's Bungie, that's why they're stealing all the artwork.
Like, yeah, I don't know exactly where it's there. I just know Jade used to work there.
Yeah.
And I barely know what she does.
Yeah. All right, Dominic.
I was just gonna say. Oh, go ahead.
If you got something else, real quick, I'm gonna say there's also talk now of an Assassin's Creed TV show coming to Netflix.
Yes, I did see that.
Any hopes for that?
No. But whatever. I mean, I hope people. Enjoy.
I still haven't seen that Assassin's Creed movie with what's his name, Fassbender.
Oh yeah, that's right. You haven't. Yeah, you saw the Prince of Persia,
Yeah.
Was that Disney?
That was a Disney production. Yes.
Is that on Disney Plus?
I'm curious to see. Actually, especially now, would have been like Hulu. I just don't think so, no. Prince of Persia. Yep, it sure is, Dominic.
Okay. Was that in 3D?
Now's the time. I could have swore there was a 3D version of that, but I don't know.
I'm mad that they released 3D versions of movies overseas. Like, I was like, they're American movies. Why can't you release them over
here? We're 10 years behind and they love the gimmick.
But I'm saying that, why they release overseas but don't release it here? It's like, what the hell? Because
we're over the gimmick. It's still the 80s for them, Dominic.
I don't know. People on the Apple Plus be watching them. I mean, like, oh, really? Like what, it's like 50 of them? 50?
You mean the
Apple Plus. Apple goggles. I mean, that thing.
Apple Vision Pro. Yeah.
That costs like what a car used to cost. Because cars cost way too much now. What were we talking about?
Prince Persia.
Oh, that's great. Prince Persia, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be with like real life characters. Real life people, right? Like, this is not
anime. I don't think this is the anime thing, like the Tomb Raider and stuff.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, good luck to him, but nah. I mean, put like this. I'm always going to say no to anything Netflix first until I see it, because most of it's shit. So,
they proved themselves. Good.
Like that, the movie with Chris Pratt, The Electric Company, or whatever it's called. Like, as big a production stuff as that was, and everybody just said, oh, this is bad. And I was like, god damn.
Like absolute trash.
Yeah. I'm just curious, like, what happened? Why was it? Why did it get that bad?
Because Hollywood hates Chris Pratt now, Dominic.
He's with the Schwarzenegger.
He is, yeah. They hate him too now, too.
Looks like 2K is saying they're going to get, they're planning college hoops. So,
oh yeah.
Okay. So now EA is going to probably drop out because it's like, oh man, we lost all the sales. They ain't going to get no sales. But at this point, I'm the reverse. I'm kind of rooting that EA is actually pretty good because, like I said, they're not in my face with their microtransactions. NCAA football, I play it recently almost daily, at night before I go to sleep. And I just was looking, I said, let me look at this menu. It's like every now when it comes up, it's like, oh, College Football 26 is out, blah, blah, blah. And that's as most as I get. Or I just say it's a sale on something when you first get in. But it's not nothing stuff plastered on your home screen, when you get there. And it's I could just jump right in to my dynasty mode. And I would never see none of that stuff. I see none of that stuff. I haven't even looked at Ultimate Car or anything. 2K, they integrate that shit into their freaking online. Their online stuff into your freaking season mode, whatever it's called, or even my player. Well, my player is they don't separate my players. They can't say, hey, this is my player. I just want to play on not offline, and then I have my player for online. Nah, that's your my player. And so it's going to take a long time to level up stuff and to get things. It's keep great replay value. It is, yeah, it sucks. So I'm very afraid for this game because I'm I don't want that shit. That's the shit I don't want. Even though I like college basketball, I like college basketball more than NBA. Watching it and at this point I will play the college basketball game. I really want that. Playing with Marsh Madness shit, man, that's gonna be awesome. I'm curious how what they do. I was looking at somebody's review on NCAA. Even though they made a lot of improvements, and some people are saying it's pretty good, a good sophomore year, but a guy who's really into it, into the gameplay and stuff. See, I'm just most into the superficial stuff. He was complaining about how they're putting things in that's been in the game 20 years ago and something like that. And this is what EA does. That's what I've been bitching about that in 360 days. And I was like, why they with Madden, really? Because NCAA was still good. So now they're doing basically that with NCAA. It's like, this version, we got a place to put your trophy. I said, man, you always had that. You just didn't do that last year.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm really upset. I don't have a trophy room to see the trophies I won. You don't recognize, I don't see no recognition really for the past winners I used to see. Or I can look up and see this player had won the Heisman in this year, blah, blah, blah. You don't have anything like that. And it still misses some things that I want, but he was really more, and he said he said people shouldn't get this game because they haven't improved on the gameplay. He said he actually thinks the gameplay is a little worse. The other one saying that because they're trying to go more realistic and they're better off being a little arcadey because they're not that good in realism. And he said that because something that they still haven't done since even 2K did back in 2K. What was the last one? Five? Back in 2K5 is that when you can run the same play in 2K5, but the outcome, the way the players react is different, kind of realistic. Because players won't react the same way. It's because it's this new play. Maybe the defensive guy, misses it. It's not on him. Or he gets past him. Or he doesn't. He's not. Something happens. But he said with Madden, he said you run the same play. Everybody does the same thing. Everybody does the exact same thing. And so, that thing. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. If that was back in 2K5, yeah. I definitely don't like that. That's kind of bad that Madden, NCAA don't do it, and if Madden don't do it either, it's why the hell? if 2K was doing that, yeah, if 2K was doing that back in freaking 20 years ago, yeah, it should be in the game. And like, yeah, and like at this point in sports games, like I'm a little surprised of that too. Like playing NCAA, how, yes, at first I wasn't really used to it because I played a football game in so long, but I got into it and that it's not as, like as I'm playing, it's like it doesn't feel like a big jump for what I did before, except for like the crowds are a little more lively. I know they need to do better with the cast, the sports casters for the games, like for the regular games, they're good. Mm-hmm. For the big games, it's two other ones. The ones, I forgot, he used to be a quarterback for Ohio State, and I don't know the actual play-by-play guy is, but I heard them. They usually do the ESPN games, I believe. The big ones. Like any huge college football game, they're usually there. They're the guys you go to. They sound like they were just phoning it in to the point of like, I'd rather have the guys to do the regular games, do the damn playoff games, man. Or something like that. It's like this,
right.
These guys suck. I was like, yeah, they were definitely like, oh yeah, let's just hurry up and get this check. And just phone it in. It's a lot of improvement they need to do. Like, and there's no excuses now. To me, it's like the excuses are done. Like, this, y'all should be far ahead in things, especially in Madden. You should definitely far ahead. Like, 2K, I give it to them. Presentation-wise and things like they do a really good job. It's just that microtransaction shit. That's the one, that's what kills it for me. It's like that, like, I don't, you know what, at this point, is it, microtransactions are what they are. Like, they're going to be there. I don't like them. And if people are fighting against you, continue to fight. But they're there. But I just feel like you don't have to, you can still make the money without doing it the way you're doing it. Like, I believe you still can make that money. Apparently, Madden is. I mean, Madden still make money for Ultimate Cards and stuff. So, yeah. This wasn't really news, but I'm going to talk about that Halo 1 remake. That's legit, right? Is that like Microsoft said that?
No, I haven't seen anything about that. What's that?
I'm trying to think where I did see it. I mean, because I see people talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a rumor? Well,
I see from Reddit, Games Leaks and Rumors 6 months ago, that Halo C remake started production in January of 2024 and is now in full production.
Yeah, and that some people were speculating on the recent layoffs. If, like, oh, did it take some people from that or something? The thing is, I don't want it to happen. Like, why is this happening?
Why is
like,
that
why happening? Are you? Yeah, while you're going back, it's like, are we? Oh my goodness! It's like it's bad enough with Gears. At least it is a totally new game, and that's the only good. I mean, that's the good thing about it. It's a totally new game. It deals with everything before when the war first started. But I don't like that. I wish they would either go forward and finish their story. But Halo, I'm thinking is it like this remake? I guess it's like a rebranding. Like, they're going to change things now. But even then, it's like, dude, why are you, though? If you feel like you got to rebrand Halo now, not rebrand, but like do it, like remake it to something different so you can continue the series, just make a new game.
Right.
Just make a new game then.
We've run out of ideas, Dominic.
Hold on.
And I don't have to hire a production designer or a story person if I'm just taking the same game again.
Yeah, man. It's just ridiculous. Like, I don't want... I mean, I don't care. You can make it... It could be a really great game, but it's like, why do that again? Why we can just make a new game? We already done this. You've done a remaster, which basically...
Yeah.
It really just changed. Like, that's good. That was good. Like, why do you do a remake?
Yeah, spend your time remaking a better game. I'm kidding.
Yeah, oh, I see something. Well, oh man, this is AI because it's 5 days ago. Is this really? They really just said that, just did this 5 days ago?
This was made 5 seconds ago. You searched for it and it created a new story for you.
Combat Evolved remake leaves fans furious. I can't believe this. They heard me. That's what happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the AI literally listening to us record this right now. Thanks, Craig.
Does Halo Combat Evolved became the blueprint of, from an article saying nothing. saying a goddamn nothing.
One comment from a Reddit post somebody's like, I'm angry.
June 8th, says Microsoft, Phil Spencer teases return of Halo in 2026. Yeah. And it says Microsoft's already set to release Halo Combat Evolved Remaster in 2026. This is IGN.
But why?
Why? But yeah, I guess, like someone said, I guess it would be a good way to introduce the people to the franchise on the Switch to the PlayStation or wherever. It's like, well, who gives a shit?
Microsoft, who's now trying to sell games on somebody else's
platform. That's what somebody said. After they played this, then what?
Yeah. And then they'll kill that studio entirely, and then we won't ever see a Halo game ever again.
Halo CE and Last of Us racing for the crown for most needlessly remastered game. But at least see this. I mean, this can't be a remaster. It's got to be a remake.
Yeah, that's absolutely. I mean, they already did
that. It does not make sense. Because if this shit is the remaster of the remaster.
They've learned from The Last of Us.
Like, nah, man. Would rather have a remaster or a remake of Halo 3. It's the only one that really needs a graphical and performance boost. Exactly, because we had remakes / remasters of 1 and 2.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be a remake. It can't be remastered. But then don't do it. don't do it either. All right. That's it, man. I don't think there's anything else. So what's new releases, man? Right.
New releases, of course. I mentioned it earlier, but Donkey Kong Bonanza is now out on the Nintendo Switch 2.
I'm promoting it by wearing my Donkey Kong shirt. It says it's on like Donkey Kong. There you go.
I also have Neon Abyss going into early, or Neon Abyss 2 going into early access this week. And also Shadow Labyrinth, Dominic. That is the Dark Pac-Man game. Apparently it's gotten like okay reviews, but nothing super great. Shadow Labyrinth. Do we have a Metacritic score? Oh, IGN has a review in progress. Why would it just be a review in progress? That's weird.
Is it Metroidvania?
Yeah, it's a Metroidvania.
Oh, it is a Metroidvania? Okay.
Yeah.
Darn, man. So I wish it was something that was like really good, like something. Dude.
Yeah, especially because it seemed like a really novel concept and take on Pac-Man, because it merges those two things. Like, there is still some traditional Pac-Man style stuff in there.
It's Pac-Man origin story.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it's bad. It just sounds like it's, you know, maybe slightly above average.
Yeah.
Got a 70 right now on Metacritic. So.
Yeah, I see mixed on these Steam reviews.
Mm. It's IGN review in progress.
Oh, yeah, I know Game Pass just came out. I mean, the game's been out, but is that the neighborhood game with the puppets?
I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, you should let your daughter play it. And and turn out the lights and lock the door.
Because I was looking at that and I was like, that's not that fighting game already, or the boxing one, right? And then
I think it's a scary game, right?
Remember this. Yeah, it's a scary game.
Yeah, yeah. It's good for kids all ages.
Man, Dominic, they already have the Halloween decorations out at Lowe's. Well, a very small selection of them, but what is that? I was like, that is a ghost DJ, apparently, that is 7 feet tall. I saw the Game Pass games that are coming to Game Pass, and I saw Wheel World was one of those. I'm excited for that to be on Game Pass. I don't know that I realized that was
Wheel World. That's familiar.
Yeah, that's the one. I talked about it because it was part of the Steam demo thing. And it was the one where you're on a bike and it has a very cell shaded look to it.
Oh, okay.
High on Life is back too. Maybe I need to actually finish playing that game at some
point. I know. Yeah, exactly. But now it sucks because I had a chance to play it on a better graphics card. Now I'm back to the sucky one again.
Yeah.
Oh, Annapurna. Oh, Annapurna did this. Okay.
What'd they do?
Oh, Wheel World.
Puppet game? Oh.
No, Wheel World.
Gotcha. And RoboCop. Was RoboCop previously on Game Pass? Or is this the first time?
No, it wasn't. This first time.
Yeah. Thank the Dawn and Wu Chun Fallen Feathers. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I
put that horrible Terminator game up there too.
Yes, so you can cleanse your palate with this somewhat decent RoboCop game. You can then cleanse your palate with an awful Terminator game. All right, yeah, that's pretty much all I've got this week, Dominic. You got anything before we get out of here?
Nah, man, that's it.
All right, thank you.
Oh,
guys.
Yes, it is something. I forgot to mention with the Ace Attorney. Because I was just looking up, because I was just thinking about Ace Attorney, how these lawyers are horrible. Well, not the lawyers, the prosecutors, because they just feel like they have to win.
Yeah.
But in a way, they to avoid the truth, because you're just a prosecutor. If the guy is innocent, you shouldn't care about winning at that point.
This is Japan, Dominic. We got 100% conviction rate.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, they change it to the U.S. For us, they stay there in the United States.
That ain't true.
I know it's not true. Because, originally it's Japan that they're from. And they need to change. And they do a new one. They need to change that back because it don't make sense. Because, when I was playing, we borrowed a game and it said, you go into that village. And I was like, they don't fucking U.S. village and that looks old Japanese huts. So what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I was they just thought because we're in the U.S., you gotta change the name. But it don't make sense because the courtroom is not even like the U.S. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't even know if it's like Japan, honestly. But what the hell? Why don't you just? You could just say they're in Japan, man, dude.
Yeah,
we all know.
Doesn't change anything. Oh, I can't play this game. They're doing court in Japan.
but because when I'm going against the guy he's in jail now, but this is the past. His adoptive father, Von Karma or something like that. we're doing investigation, and he would just try to keep you. Because you're playing as his real father, Edgeworth's real father. And he's just keep you from investigation. And it's dude, I need to talk to him to know what happened. It's he said, you didn't talk to him? Or you didn't even ask stuff? So it doesn't matter. He said, it matters that I get the conviction and blah, blah, blah. I was like, what? I said, God, that's, winning is what matters. He won all these cases. I said, that don't mean shit. That does mean you put a lot of possibly innocent people maybe in jail too. If this is the way you do shit, and I think that's really the story. But just to be outward like that, like, that should, people should just be like, oh, you can't be a prosecutor, man. It's like, you can't just be, he's like, you can't just, you gotta get the truth, man. Like, you can't be just, trying to get conviction. But I was going online, like, to see what people thought about the lawyers and stuff, and yeah, people were just saying, like, how, yeah, because, like, Japanese, like, their conviction rate so high, so it's almost like this game is kind of going against that, saying, like, yeah, we need lawyers to help get the truth and something like that, and, like, you're fighting a good fight. But it's also weird that they had the prosecutors all rich and everything, and the lawyers, like, poor. And especially if you're going to say it's in the U.S. that this takes place on my game, because that's backwards. Prosecutors are poor, and usually, like, the richest people are the lawyers, are lawyers, and not the prosecutors. They're paid by the government. Like, they're not going to be, I mean, if they're rich, that's because of other factors, you know?
Right.
It's not because of the job. Yeah, it's not because of the job that got them rich. I mean, it made them more money, but usually a lawyer, not all lawyers are rich, but thing is, it's usually the defendant, people who defended people have more money than the prosecutors. Like, they're the ones who get the big bucks. So yeah, like I get, like, you can still make Phoenix Wright, like, he's like a struggling lawyer, which at this point he shouldn't be, which doesn't even make any sense. It's like, what did you do with the money that you won? that doesn't somebody say. It's like, why is Phoenix Wright still poor? It's like, he's won all these cases. Like, he did not get paid.
Yeah.
I saw something where I learned something, because, like, somebody did an article trying to make, like, hey, Volcano was actually a just lawyer. And it was a long thing. I looked at a couple paragraphs, and then I looked at the comments, and then somebody else who did read all of it, I mean, they were just saying, like, yeah, but you're too biased. Like, you like, he was missing too many things. Like, it just makes it mute. Like, Volcom is not a good guy. And that's the thing. And somebody said, oh, I think you're on the wrong subreddit. You got to go to the Ace Attorney Circle Jerk. There really is. There really is an Ace Attorney Circle Jerk.
Of course there is.
I was like, oh my God. And it shows, like, Miles and Phoenix look like they're about to kiss.
Oh, I know. That's what I was going to do. Because there's, like, a squared circle jerk. And it's always just, like, people saying really stupid things, you know, like.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. It's just the picture, you know, they have up top is that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it's just. It's funny because Volcarma's a bad dude, yo. It's like, it's not like this game is not that complicated, like, because he's going deep. It's like, this game is surface level. This is not no subtext or shit in this game. Like, it's basically surface level stuff. Like, it's not, yeah, I mean it goes in, the only deep stuff it goes to is, like, if you want to call it deep, it's the sappy stuff. Like, oh no, he really did love you, or he cared about you, or something like something like that makes you throw up. But the way that guy was going about Von Karma, I was like, what the hell, man? It's like, dude, it's like, yeah, you're looking at it whole totally wrong. Like, a little too deep there. All right, yeah, I guess we can end it.
All right. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. You can check us out all on Twitter. Dominic is at DStalworth5. I'm at RegulusMB. Podcast is at SuperPod. We're also on Blue Skies at SuperPod.com, at RegulusMB.sky.social, and at DinoMan at Dominic. Cut that. All right. Let's try that again. We're also on Blue Sky at SuperPod.com, at RegulusMB.sky.social, at DinoMan, at DominicStalworth.bluesky.social. We've got a website. You can check us out there. It has all of our previous podcasts, well, links to all the places you can find us, including YouTube, where there's a video version of this podcast, as well as all the audio places, iTunes, YouTube Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, and any other place you can find a similar audio podcast. And until next time, guys, talk to you later.
All right, see you.